This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has asked the Taliban to uphold their commitment to cease attacks on American soldiers in Afghanistan. Pompeo held a video conference with the deputy leader of the insurgent group on Tuesday, also the chief of its political office in Qatar, amid growing demands from U.S. lawmakers for an investigation of news reports that Russia had offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. A State Department spokesperson said Tuesday that Pompeo made clear the expectation for the Taliban to live up to their commitments, which include not attacking Americans. The Taliban said their deputy leader reassured Pompeo the Taliban does not allow anyone to use Afghanistan to plot attacks against other nations. In an exclusive story published last week, the New York Times reported that U.S. President Donald Trump had been told about the alleged Russian bounties, but did nothing in response. Mr. Trump has denied getting any such briefing. The United States is currently the epicenter of the global coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins University reports there are more than 2.6 million confirmed cases and almost 130,000 deaths in the United States due to coronavirus. On Capitol Hill, the country's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the United States cannot count on the availability of a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Testifying before Congress, Fauci is urging Americans to work together to fight the virus. Meanwhile, the European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit the EU, but it does not include the United States. That's because of some of the U.S. states that pushed hardest to reopen their economies are now in retreat. VOA News. Britain says it will not turn its back on the commitments it has made to former colony Hong Kong. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab made the pledge on Tuesday, saying China has broken promises with its new security law for the territory. Under the new law, which was passed and signed Tuesday, crimes of secession and sedition will be punishable with up to life in prison. Earlier, Raab said Britain wanted to see details of the new law before deciding on an action. The U.S. Commerce Department said on Tuesday it will allow exports of some goods to Hong Kong through the end of August under existing license exceptions. It announced on Monday it was suspending those exceptions. The department said it was taking the action because of China's new security measures. The Commerce Department said licenses will still be needed, will need to be obtained going forward. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for sanctions and other steps against China. Pelosi said the brutal law, in her words, would also, her words, frighten and suppress those peacefully seeking freedom. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan told Parliament Tuesday he has no doubt India is behind an attack on the stock exchange building in Karachi. Monday, four gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange, killing two guards and a policeman before security forces killed the attackers. India said on Monday it had nothing to do with the assault. Khan said in his address to Parliament his cabinet was aware of a possible attack and agencies were on high alert. Protesters burned tires in Ethiopia's capital city on Tuesday, and unrest spread as those enraged by the killing of a popular singer took to the streets. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed called for calm following the killing of an Oromo musician whose political songs were the soundtrack of a protest movement that helped bring Abiy to power 2 years ago. In a tweet, the prime minister offered condolences and promised an investigation. Media tycoon and prominent Oromo opponent of Abiy, Jawar Mohammed, was arrested by police after his bodyguards refused to disarm, according to his TV station. The leader of an opposition Oromo political party was also arrested, according to the station. Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging Russians to vote for constitutional changes that would allow him to run for president two more times. Putin said the reforms would guarantee stability, security, and prosperity. He made his appeal on the eve of the main and last day of a seven-day nationwide vote that could change the Constitution for the first time since 1993. Under the proposed changes, Putin would be allowed to run for two more six-year back-to-back terms after his current term expires in 2024. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.